As some of you already know, in the Russian language, the endings of nouns are different depending on what number is preceding the noun. It can seem confusing from time to time. This is why you have this mnemonic device 1, 2 to 4, 5 and more to guide you. Before we dive into the explanation, please note that nouns are divided into three categories and have three corresponding colors according to their genders. As you already may know, nouns in the Russian language are divided into three genders: masculine, feminine, and neutral. In this document, the blue color represents masculine, red, feminine, and green, neutral nouns. Now, on this mnemonic device, if you check nouns coming after one, you see that the nouns are not changing. They have the same ending as your vocabulary list. So no worries about group 1 then. Let's look into 2 to 4. Starting from male nouns first. Рейса, билета, доллара, чемодана. Please pause the recording and note what happened to the endings of nouns, how they changed in comparison to group 1. Now, female nouns. Сумки, книги, оплаты, стюардессы. Again, pause the recording and note what happened to the endings of nouns, how they changed from group 1. And neutral nouns. Место, окна, питание, расписание. Please pause the recording and note how the nouns changed this time. Moving to group 5 and more. Let's begin again with male nouns. Рейсов, билетов, долларов, чемоданов. Please pause the recording and note how the nouns changed this time. Now female nouns. Сумок, книг, оплат, стюардесс. Please pause the recording and note how the nouns changed this time. And neutral nouns. Мест, окон, питаний, расписаний. Please pause the recording and note how the nouns changed this time. It is time to practice on your own noun. Please do the exercises below.